Roby Brock from our content partner Talk Business Arkansas has income numbers for Walmart, Dillard's, and more in his weekly business and political news recap.
Walmart posted third quarter net income of $3.74 billion. That was up nearly 3% compared to the same quarter 1 year ago. Total revenue topping $115 billion. That was up 1.7%. Same-store sales in the U.S. were down 0.3% in the quarter, and that led Walmart officials to lower their future earnings guidance based on tougher competition and worries about the economy heading into the holiday shopping season. Dillard's grew sales and profits as it heads into the crucial holiday shopping season, too. The Little Rock-based upscale retailer posted net income of $50.9 million on revenue of a little over $1.5 billion. 1 year ago, Dillard's reported net income in the third quarter of $48.5 million on revenue of $1.49 billion. Same-store sales for Dillard's during the quarter pushed higher by 1%. Fort Smith-based trucking and transportation firm Arkansas Best posted quarterly net income of nearly $14 million on revenue of more than $623 million. 1 year ago, Arkansas Best showed $6.5 million in profits on revenue of a little over $577 million. On October 30th, the company announced a ratification of a revised labor contract with the International Brotherhood of Teamsters, with savings from wage and benefit reductions possibly helping the company to avoid three consecutive years of losses. Little Rock-based international hunger relief organization Heifer International reports that its field staff in the Philippines are all accounted for, and it's working to assess damage to five field projects in the region. Last week, a killer typhoon wreaked havoc on the Asian Pacific island nation. With 230 mile per hour winds and storm surges topping 10 feet, the storm may have killed as many as 10,000 in its total path. Baptist Health announced it will begin a long-term lease agreement with Hot Spring County Medical Center in Malvern on January 1st. At that time, the hospital will be named Baptist Health Medical Center Hot Spring County and will become Baptist Health's eighth hospital. Hot Spring County Medical Center is a community-based hospital with approximately 360 employees. It's licensed for 72 acute care beds. I'm Roby Brock, and that is your Talk Business Arkansas update.
Support for Roby Brock on Ozarks at Large is provided by the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas. Diversity is the key to reliability and affordability, from the state's largest industrial user to a home at the end of a long country road. The Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas serve members with a stable supply of electricity backed up with fuel diversity. Coal, oil, natural gas, hydropower, and renewables. More at AECC.com.